Good afternoon. My name is Stephanie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the TNA Impact Wrestling Genesis Press Call with Kazarian and Christopher Daniels. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn it over to Lindsay Bynum.
First of all, thanks everyone for calling in today to the Genesis pay-per-view call. We have hashtag WTTCOTW, World Tag Team Champions of the World, Kazarian and Christopher Daniels. Yes, I was told to intro them that way. But just a little housekeeping, we do have MP3 and pics available after the call, so just email your PR rep, Chris, myself, Rowan, or Simon. Now, of course, tomorrow is Impact Live on Spike TV, 8, 7 Central. And the Road to Genesis event continues. If you can't watch it, be sure to DVR. The Icon Sting is back, and his war for revenge against the Aces and Eights is just starting. As announced by General Manager Hulk Hogan, a huge tag team match is scheduled against Jeff Hardy and his partner of choice against Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. Speaking of Hulk Hogan, he suspended Bully Ray from appearing on Impact due to the controversy involving his daughter Brooke Hogan. The X Division tournament continues with Kenny King versus Zima, and the winner advances to Genesis to face Christian York for a shot at the X Division championship against Rob Van Dam. Now, this Sunday live from Orlando, Florida, of course, is the Genesis pay-per-view. Some additional matches have been announced. We have the TNA World title match three-way elimination match with the champ Jeff Hardy against Bobby Roode against Austin Aries, the TNA tag team title match. Chavo Guerrero and Hernandez, the champs, will go against Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan. Then we have the finals of X Division Tournament, Doc versus Sting, as well as the Cowboy James Storm against Mr. Christopher Daniels. A couple big things actually happening this Saturday as well. We have TNA Wrestling Extravaganza. Those will feature the X Division Ultimate X match and a few other matches, and the return of former stars and current ones will be there. Also, TNA Wrestling Joker's Wild Tag Team Tournament. It's going to feature random competing with winning teams, advancing to a 12-man gauntlet match with the winner receiving $100,000. Those are going to be this Saturday. They're going to be three-hour specials, one at 1 o'clock and one at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, my last note here, we are going to be in the UK coming up. At the end of this month, we're going to be in Dublin on the 21st, Glasgow on the 23rd, Nottingham on the 24th, Manchester on the 25th, and London on the 26th. And tickets are still on sale, so follow up with Simon and in our London office, and he can get you more info. All right, and I think that's all the info I've got for you guys. We'll turn it over for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, star, then the number one to ask your question. Your first question comes from the line of Mike Johnson with PWInsider.com.
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Outstanding. I'm thrilled to be a part of it all, Michael.
Good to hear. Oh, my. I wanted to get your take on the, obviously, Genesis is this weekend, but after that, there isn't another TNA pay-per-view until March with lockdown. Wanted to get your take on, one, the change in strategy for the pay-per-views and also the additional tapings of shows like the X Division Extravaganza and the Joker's Wild Tag Team to fill that programming for different markets. You know, when you have that many big shows in such a certain amount of time, what's the mental and physical preparation for you guys like versus a regular pay-per-view weekend?
Yeah, go you first. Okay, first part of your question, I think that dropping the number of pay-per-views down by a few is a smart business move. I think the pay-per-view market's oversaturated with pro wrestling as it is, and I myself have always been a fan of more big pay-per-views as opposed to just kind of standard pay-per-views every month. So I think that gives our program a lot more time to develop storylines and to put a lot more importance on matches. As far as this weekend goes, it is unique in that we have a big pay-per-view. We have actually TV. We have a big pay-per-view, and before that, we have this additional content, which will be a tag team tournament and an X Division Ultimate X match, Escape the Cage match. I think I can speak for Chris Daniels. For guys like us, I mean, we've kind of been, you know, the entire existence of TNA, we've been the workhorses. So a weekend like this is it's tough, but it's nothing that we can't handle. It's, you know, it's kind of business as usual. And, you know, we're the type of guys that we want to be. If TNA is booking it, if TNA is promoting it, we want to be part of it. So it's going to be a heavy workload, but it's nothing we can't handle, and we're excited to be doing it.
And let's be honest. I mean, if TNA wants to get people involved and people interested in watching these things, of course they're going to have the two most entertaining parts of their roster on the Extravaganza, on the tag team tournament, on Genesis, on television every week. The best two guys at the company are Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian. That's just science. 4 out of 5 doctors agree. The 5th doctor is a quack. He got his license from Bolivia. We all know that he's a quack. So, of course, we're going to be there. As far as cutting the number of pay-per-views goes, TNA has always been more about quality than quantity, and that's fine with us. They're going to cut some stuff. Great. That's going to make all of the pay-per-views that we do in the calendar in the United States, and I didn't say do-do, that's going to make those pay-per-views that we do more entertaining. We're going to have more chances to build the storylines properly and get people excited to watch these shows. Now, as far as these tapings go, this Extravaganza, this Joker's Wild Tag Team Tournament, fulfilling these pay-per-view obligations overseas, it's going to give those fans over there a chance to see something that maybe the fans in the United States want to give them a special treat, give them a reward for being such a strong impact followers. And I think it's going to be great. And, of course, they're going to have me and Frankie on it. I mean, if you found out that Frankie and I weren't going to be on it, you probably wouldn't buy it, would you? Be honest, Mike.
I have to buy it either way.
And on a quick note, the 5th doctor in that poll is actually Dr. Mises and Ace, and he's a surly individual anyway, so he doesn't count.
Right.
All right, guys. Thanks. Always a pleasure. Enjoy your Apple Pay.
Just please.
I'll give you one right now.
Your next question comes from Jonathan Williams with WrestlingWithPopCulture.com.
Hey, guys. As we heard in your introduction at the beginning of the call, during your tag team title reign, you emphasized the word world, world tag team champions of the world. Given that you will be traveling to other parts of the world pretty soon, do you anticipate defending those titles in other parts of the world sometime soon, or regaining them for that matter?
Well, as soon as we get the opportunity, as soon as Hulk Hogan and the powers that be find a fit to give us the opportunity to wrestle for the tag team titles, we're going to get them again. And, of course, we're going to take them on tour. We're huge. They love us in Dublin. They love us in Glasgow. They love us all over Europe. I mean, it's common knowledge. So to rightfully defend the world tag team champions of the world, we have to tour the world, which is exactly what we intend to do.
And as soon as Chavo Guerrero III and Sean Hernandez Jr. stop defending the titles against tag teams that haven't won any matches yet, when they decide to give a chance back to the actual world tag team champions of the world, the best tag team in the business, that would be Francois Kazarian and myself, as soon as they decide to give us that opportunity once again, we're going to regain those titles, and we will bring them to the UK. We will bring them all over this country, all over this world, because that's what fighting champions too, and that's what Frankie and I were when we were world tag team champions of the world, and that's what we will be when we regain the championships, especially in Glasgow, where the Christopher Daniels Museum has been alive and kicking for the last 7 years.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Look it up. It's a fact.
Look it up. It's truth. Check Wikipedia.
All right, I will.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, our pleasure.
Your next question comes from Scott Fishman with the Miami Herald.
Hey, guys.
Scott!
How's it going?
Hey,
how's it going?
What's going on?
Hey!
All right. My question was in regards to, you know, your creative process. If you could just take us through your creative process between the Zumba's pants and the Gangnam Style dances. What goes into that, and how much time do you dedicate, you know, to that?
Creative process, well, I mean, when you talk about creative process, you're talking about looking inside the minds of Christopher Daniels and myself, and that's a place that I don't think you want to go. You know, we are two of the most creative, fun-loving individuals in the business. And anything you see that, yeah, it's true, fun-loving. Anything you see us do is basically our creation, our idea, and or a request and or a dare. A lot of times people don't think we have the balls to do certain things, and we do them. Most everything we do is literally just coming from the noodles of Chris Daniels and Frankie Kazarian. And is it entertaining? Of course it is, because it's coming from us, your most entertaining tag team in the business.
Now, we're 25-8 as far as being creative. All we're doing during the day is thinking of ways that we can get under people's skin, ways that we can entertain, ways that we can get people talking about us at the water cooler the next day, whether it's Gangnam Style, whether it's Throwback Thursday, whether it's the Apple Teeny, whether it's being a national treasure, being the man with the rear that makes the girls cheer, being the physical fascination like Francois is. All of these things are ways to make people excited to watch the best tag team in the world. That's Bad Influence. People that are excited to watch us, people are excited to hear from us. People know that when we walk down the ramp in the Impact Zone, when we walk down the ramp on the live events, whenever we do that dance on the pay-per-views, they know that we're the best segment of the show.
All right. And speaking of Bad Influence, you might be afraid to ask this, but where did that name come from?
I'll go ahead and answer that. On a side note, Dubaz Pant stock has risen 88% since Throwback Thursday. Go ahead and look that up, too.
There's a chart. There's a chart available with the picture. So check the chart after the interview, guys.
Here, look it up. We're in talks with their people right now. As far as Bad Influence, you know, that that name's kind of been hovering around the brains of both of us for a while. And, you know, a lot of people have kind of dubbed us a Bad Influence, you know, maybe called us bad individuals behind the scenes, especially after us exposing the truth about the type of scumbag that AJ Styles was. And I say was because he's gone. But you know what? People say Bad Influence in a bad way, and we say it in a good way. You know, our thing is once you're under it, you can't get over it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Tell them wrong and right again, Francois. Well done.
Hey, hey. That's what I do.
Your next question comes from the line of Brendan Dando with Ringside Wrestling.
Hey, Chris, Kaz, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Great. How are you?
I'm always good. Thanks for taking this call. I was just wondering, you were just talking just then about how people backstage, they give you dares on stuff they do in the ring. Well, can you recall a dare that someone's given you that was even too outrageous for you to accept?
No such thing.
Absolutely not.
No such thing.
No such thing.
No such thing. No such thing. We've done everything that we've been requested. Anybody that knows us knows that we're not embarrassed, we're not shy, we're not scared to do any damn thing in the wrestling ring. That includes wearing Zubaz, bringing them back from the depths of extinction. We've done everything and anything
awesome.
You want to do.
That is awesome.
Fear does not exist. What are you saying is fear does not exist in this dojo.
Just one last quick question, guys. You're going to the UK again in a month. When do you honestly think you're going to come down here and do TNA a show in Australia?
I hope sooner rather than later. I've said it in numerous interviews. I love Australia. They love me down under. They love Chris Daniels down under. They want to get us both there down under. Yes, that's funny in two ways.
Some of them might be over, but that's cool.
Right, exactly. I think Australia. I'd love to be there. I'd love to, you know, bring Impact Wrestling to Australia, and I just hope it gets worked out soon. If Chris Daniels is ever in charge of these things, we would have already been in Australia, but we're not. We can only do so much. There's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, the wrestling fans in Australia are awesome, and I think it would be a great opportunity for TNA to spread their international dominance. But, you know, like Francois says, it's not up to us. If it was, we'd be there right now because the weather is delicious down there.
It always is, yeah. Well, thanks for your time, and keep up the good work. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Please.
Your next question comes from Jamie Kennedy with Fighting Spirit magazine.
Hey, guys. I'm just back from the Christopher Daniels Museum here in Glasgow, Scotland, and it's absolutely
awesome.
Fantastic.
Attaboy.
but
well
I wanted to ask, AJ Styles recently said he found it hard to believe that Final Resolution would be the last time we'd see Daniels versus AJ in a TNA ring. Knowing the great matches you guys have had, how do you see the situation, Daniels? Is it truly the end of those battles?
I don't think so. Didn't you see the Christmas episode? Me and AJ actually tagged against Chavo and Hernandez. Didn't you see that? He was great.
And that was AJ looked very handsome that night.
He was very handsome. He let his hair, he cut his hair. He was in better shape. It was awesome. But on a serious note, Jamie James, because as a Christopher Daniels Museum longtime aficionado, you deserve the truth. I think it's going to be the end. I think I've embarrassed AJ Styles enough. I beat him with his own move, which is now my own move. And I feel confident that it's time for me to move on to bigger and better things, a.k.a. the World Tag Team Championship of the World. And Frankie and I have also decided that we're going to start dipping our toes in the singles water, whether it's a matter of becoming the World Television Champion of the World or even the World Heavyweight Champion of the World. I think either one of those championships would look great around our waist. Don't you agree, Francois?
Agreed, agreed. Absolutely. Celebrating that again.
Just a follow-up to that as well. You guys quickly became, I think it's fair to say, the most consistently entertaining tag team in the wrestling business last year. And you seem to be having a real, really having a blast doing it. I wanted to ask both of you, how much has being friends outside the ring helped that natural chemistry?
It's helped it a great deal, of course. We've been, you know, in this business, let's be honest, there's a lot of, you make very few friends and a whole lot of acquaintances, you know, and we've been lucky enough to be friends for the better part of almost 15 years. So that obviously translates into the ring. And, yes, we are having fun because it's great to be us. And, yeah, it's just, you know, it's gelled as a tag team. And the funny thing is you haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg as far as what we can and what we're going to do. 2012 was big, but it's going to be like 2013 for us.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't need to answer that. Frankie did it. Go ahead.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Dallens with the Ministry of Islam.
Really? The Ministry of Islam?
Ministry of Islam.
Big with the Ministry? Oh, Ministry of Slam. Okay. Wow. Okay. I wasn't sure what interview we were doing.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Me either.
Wait
I was confused by that, too.
I was going to talk about how I don't eat pork. I was going to talk about how I don't eat pork because Allah doesn't permit it. But go ahead.
I was going to get my lawyer on the phone.
So both of you guys are huge fans of video games. Of course, Chris, you were heavily involved in the first TNA video game, doing some of the motion capture. And then, of course, Frankie, you went on, in fact, both of you went on to play the Suicide character, who was obviously...
That's not true at all, but go ahead. Absolutely untrue, but go ahead.
With TNA moving forward into 2013, do either of you have an insight on the possibility of another TNA video game and if or when it will hit the shelves?
When you say play the Suicide character, I think the one time I played the Impact video game, I played as the Suicide character and I lost quickly, so that didn't work out too well. Anyways, I enjoy the occasional video game when I have time. I would be welcome to another Impact wrestling video game, obviously. When that'll happen, I don't know. I know that it's something that TNA has explored, and I think obviously there's a huge market for it. Video game sales, as we know right now, are, you know, probably better than they ever have been. So let's hope that happens. On a side note, I think all those kids playing video games need to get out and play and run. And perhaps try to be like us.
Yeah, see, I don't play as many video games as much as I work out, so I can't really comment on the video game as much as anyone else do. So, there you go.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Robert Lee with V2 Journal.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
General,
hey, how are you? I'm good. I'm good over here in the UK. I've got kind of a strange question. Want to get my voice right. Are you going to have, in quotes, "you forgot MySpace, you turd," end quotes, T-shirts printed?
No, not yet. I mean, but if you want to get all of our witty and or funny quotes printed on T-shirts, that'd be a lot of T-shirts, and it'd almost be impossible because we'd have to do it ourselves since TNA has yet to make any merchandise and cash in on the millions of people asking for it. So to answer your question, no, not yet.
Aww. It's really such a shame because you two basically have just entertained so many people over here, and I look forward to seeing you when you come over to Nottingham.
You look forward to being
here.
Well,
we are great. I mean, yeah, lots of people love us. And like Frankie said, if you had a T-shirt for every great line or every great quote that we've hit, your wardrobe would be filled with shirts covered with our verbiage. So, I mean, I think maybe that's the reason that TNA hasn't made anything for us, because they can't decide what great line, what great image from our past year, which one they're going to put on the T-shirts. Is it the Appletini? Is it the Stuff? Is it Francois' finally chiseled physique? I mean, these are plenty of things. They could just put our faces on the shirts, and that would be a great seller. I think it's just a matter of them deciding which great moment from that influence they want to put on the T-shirt. Maybe that's it.
That is fair. We haven't given them a lot to work with, so there's probably, I'm sure there's meetings in the office every day about this, and it's just almost impossible to decide.
Well, whatever one to decide with, it's going to be an instant hit with everybody.
You're right. Maybe Dixie. Dixie doesn't like a lot of the stuff we do, but that's cool.
Or
agree to disagree.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Perry with Wrestling.net.
How you going, guys?
Greetings.
All right.
Hey, my first question is for Kazarian. Now, on last week's Impact, you unfortunately lost the match to Cowboy James Storm. I'd just like to know, does this make it even more personal for you to get involved and make sure that Daniels wins at Genesis?
Okay, let me correct you on that. James Storm cheated and kicked me with his boot spur and got a tainted victory, which I've contested, and it's up in here right now. Anywho, I'll be in the house this Sunday. Because, let's face it, James Storm, his whole career at TNA has been a liar, a cheater, a scoundrel, a scallywag. And Chris Daniels' whole TNA career has been nothing but forthright, honest, and upstanding. So I'm going to be there to fight the good fight like I have been. Chris Daniels does not need my help to beat James Storm, but I'm going to be there just in case. Maybe call me an insurance policy.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just me versus James Storm, I mean, that would be something. But, I mean, it's James Storm and the politics of TNA versus Christopher Daniels. So, of course, I'm not going to go in there empty-handed. My best friend's going to have my back, so.
All right, fair enough. And, Christopher Daniels, if I may ask you, now, you and James Storm have been together in Impact Wrestling from the very first show. Now, I'd like to know, does this history between the two of you make it easier or harder to prepare for your match at Genesis?
Look, I'm a student of the game. I've seen James Storm from the very beginning. I've watched him grow from a tag team wrestler, a man who is basically just one half of two great tag teams, and I've seen him become a great single star on his own. But the truth of the matter is that no matter how good James has become, he's never going to be as good as me. I'm always one step ahead. I'm always 1 year ahead. I'm always the experience factor that I have over James Storm is legendary. And I'm going to use that experience to my advantage on Sunday. I'm going to watch, the world is going to watch Christopher Daniels defeat James Storm soundly. And the person who's going to be in the front row is probably going to be my best friend, Frankie Kazarian. Am I right, Frankie?
Are you never right? Come on, please.
Okay, let me just follow it up with another quick one. I know that you, Christopher, are a big fan of comic books. I'd like to know if you could relate any comic book character to being just like James Storm.
Ooh, comic book character that relates to James Storm. Mighty Mouse? Would that be good? Does that count?
Yeah, that would be great.
Right.
Well, thank you very much for joining us at wrestling.net.au, and good luck at Genesis.
Yep, don't need it, but thanks.
Your next question comes from a line of David Dunn with NZPWI.
Hello there, guys. I wanted to talk about Genesis 2. This is going to be the
Genesis 2, the sequel?
Sorry, no. This is the second pay-per-view in a row now that Daniels has been wrestling singles matches without you by the side, Kaz. I was just wondering how the two of you feel about that, not tag-teaming as much on a big pay-per-view stage.
Again, like Chris Daniels said earlier, you know, we're going to tag-team again. We're going to win the World Tag Team Championship of the world again. But in the meantime, where is it written that we can't basically monopolize every title in TNA? Why can't Chris Daniels win the World Heavyweight title? Why can't I win the tag team, the television title, and hold the tag team titles at the same time?
yes, we are still a tag team. We're going to compete as a tag team. But we're also great singles wrestlers, and Chris Daniels is going to prove that this Sunday.
I second that emotion.
And now we're a little bit into 2013 now. I was just wondering if the two of you had any New Year's resolutions you made.
I don't make New Year's resolutions are for quitters because everybody that makes a New Year's resolution quits it. I could say my New Year's resolution is to be great and to be entertaining, but I did that last year. So I'm
still doing it.
I never make them.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, guys.
Absolutely.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher D. with Original FM.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you're yelling.
Brilliant. I'm frantically driving through Glasgow just now trying to find this Christopher Daniels Museum, but I'm really struggling. However, I will find it. What I want to ask you, gentlemen, is that TNA have a really special relationship with Scotland and the UK in general. And what's your take on performing in the UK and the UK fans?
Well, UK fans love us. And when I say us, I mean Christopher Daniels and myself. But I know for a fact that they love Impact Wrestling. Any time that Impact Wrestling has been in the UK, you know, we have amazing turnouts. The fans are ravenous. They're into it. They are just ready to watch Impact Wrestling. They, you know, our numbers are great as far as television viewership over there. And I personally wish we could come over there more often. You know, I hope that it increases to maybe two or three times a year. It's an awesome thing, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know everyone in the UK is looking forward to us coming over there.
Absolutely. I mean, the last couple of years, when the January tours began, has been one of the high points of the Impact schedule, not just for the wrestlers, but for the fans over in the UK. I know they're looking forward to January every year, and this year's no exception. In fact, this year is going to be the best year because Bad Influence is going to be on every show. We're going to show all of the countries in the UK how great we really are live and in person.
Brilliant. Just one quick follow-up on that. TNA British Boot Camp is fast becoming one of the most popular TV programs on TV in the UK at the moment. Have you had a chance to meet or experience any of the contestants? And if so, do you have a pick for a winner?
Well, the Blossom Twins have been calling us nonstop ever since they met us. I wish they'd cool it. My wife's not really happy about this. I keep telling them, calm down, ladies. But they haven't been listening to me. So, Frankie, what about your experience?
I've met them all. I haven't experienced any of them. I don't know what that means. But, they're all lovable chaps and chapettes. And, the Blossom Twins, if you put blowing up our phone room, that's a little bit annoying. But, come on, please. Can't really pick a winner. It's a pretty even playing field. But it's another thing I think is really cool, another expansion of TNA and doing this British Boot Camp show. And whoever wins is going to be lucky because they get to be on the roster with us.
Brilliant. Gentlemen, I just want to say thank you for this. It's probably one of the most entertaining conference calls I've ever been on, so thanks very much.
Of course.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve John with AngryMarks.com.
Why are they so angry? What's going on? Why are you guys so angry? Cool it.
You always say it, Chris, but we're not angry today. We're happy to be on the call again.
Happy marks. Awesome.
Happy marks.
There's a lot of talk on this call today about singles competition and being the past, present, and future of Impact Wrestling. And going back to that past, you two have both been X Division champions. So is that a singles title either of you are going to challenge Rob Van Dam for?
I mean, let's face it, we both, in separate times in our careers, basically conquered the X Division. I'd like to say that we're both architects of that division. We both helped build it and establish it. And as far as, you know what, if we had an itch to do that, we'd scratch it. And that itch right now would be Rob Van Dam. And, of course, I mean, if that was on the agenda, of course one of us would go up against Rob Van Dam. But is it on the agenda? The world may never know.
Yeah, I've got a personal history with Bob. I mean, he and I have had some great matches in the past, and sometimes he's cheated to win, and sometimes I've defeated him valiantly. It's just a matter of scheduling. It's just a matter of choice. And if I decide to scratch it, like Francois says, of course I'll challenge Bob. I think Bob's a great champion at this point. He's got a lot of challengers coming his way. There's a tournament happening right now to see who faces him at Genesis. After Genesis is done, who's to say that Francois or myself couldn't be the next challenger for Bob Van Dam?
I think that would be fantastic, and it fits into the goal of monopolizing the TNA titles. You guys can challenge the winners of Sunday's match and get the world titles back, and then challenge the X Division title, the TV title, get all the titles.
Not a bad idea.
Oh, I wish I had thought of that. Oh, wait a minute. We did. All right.
Now, as a follow-up, you've mentioned on the line that the contenders are not worthy contenders right now, that obviously the champions are ducking the greatest tag team in the world. So how do you rate Joey Ryan, you know, as a wrestler, and how do you rate his tag team with, you know, going with Matt Morgan?
All right, now don't take what I said out of context. I never said that the challengers weren't worthy. Of course, a tag team comprised of big man Matt Morgan and sleazy Joey Ryan is championship worthy. I'm just comparing them to Francois and myself. We're two-time world tag team champions of the world. We were undefeated through the course of June and July of 2012. That's truth. You can go back and check on Wikipedia. So I'm just saying, comparatively speaking, we're the better tag team. Yet for some reason, Chavo Guerrero III, Sean Hernandez Jr., they've decided to keep giving those guys opportunities. And I think it's more along the lines, it's not that they want to wrestle Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan. They would just rather not wrestle bad influence. And that's probably why the longer their title reign goes is directly proportionate to the amount of times they can continue to duck us.
That's fair. I appreciate the correction, and thank you for the time, and toasting an apple tea to you both on Sunday. Cheers.
I appreciate your candor in the matter, and I appreciate your fine manners.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is a question from Jamie Kennedy with Fading Spirit Magazine.
Hey, guys. Francois, or Francois.
Yes.
You've said before that you're a huge fan of rock music,
yes.
And what I wanted to know, Mick Foley once said in his books that, you know, he listens to Tori Amos when he's visualizing and getting ready for his match. I wanted to know, is there anything in particular that you put on to get hyped up for your matches?
Obviously, it's not Tori Amos, and I know Mick did say that, and Mick's a strange cat. Love him, but he's a strange cat. I don't think Tori Amos would put me or any sane human being in the right frame of mind to fight. Having said that, of course, if I'm going to listen to music to get psyched on that, it's going to be my favorite band, the best band in the world, Metallica. You know, throw in some Black Sabbath, some Pantera, some Iron Maiden, some Judas Priest, some Guns N' Roses. You know, that's basically my go-tos all the time.
Fantastic. Love your taste in music, and thanks for the time, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Duke with Original FM.
I've been trying to find this museum, but anyway. Daniel, just a quick question I want to ask you. What goes in an apple teeny?
What goes in the apple teeny? Apple and teeny, what's wrong with you? It's liquor. It's liquor and apple liquor. What's wrong with you? It's not like I invented the apple teeny. I just made it popular.
I'm from Scotland.
Strawberry.
Yes, that's okay. All right, I'm going to go have an apple tini. Thank you.
All right, don't do it while you're driving, for God's sake. It's illegal.
I'm doing more illegal things than that. Thanks very much. Bye.
Oh, that's
your next.
That's going to be used in the trial against you, for crying out loud.
Sheesh. Your next question comes from the line of Karen Belcher with ProWrestlingDigest.com.
Hi, this is a little bit off the wrestling track, but
right.
I wanted to ask Chris Daniels what he thinks about the big changes in the Spider-Man comic book series.
I think it's phenomenal. I think everything that Marvel's done to do to Marvel Now, all of the changes to the comics, all of the creative teams, all of the new titles have been phenomenal, and it's a great jumping on point for new readers. I think in addition to the changes in Superior Spider-Man coming out, also the all-new X-Men by Brian Michael Bendis has been just a great concept. And so, you know, these are great. It's a great time to be a Marvel fan. The stuff that they're writing, the stuff that they're putting out, it's head and shoulders above a lot of other things. So I'm thrilled to read it, and I'm thrilled. I'm excited every Wednesday when the new comics come out.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Tony Zetkoff with ShiningWizards.com.
How are you today?
What's going on?
Awesome.
How are the Shining Wizards?
That's right. Christopher, I enjoyed your interview with my boys Matt and Eddie a few weeks ago. Thanks for that. That was awesome.
Of course you did. You're welcome.
Hey, listen, I'm driving around Newark, New Jersey right now. I'm looking for the AJ Styles Hall of Fame, and I don't have any luck. Any suggestions?
Yeah, go to Gainesville, Georgia, where it is.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I know you guys were talking about the team of Morgan and Joey Ryan, but just you mentioned that you guys were pioneers, and of course you were for the X Division. Who do you think are the upcoming stars right now in that division? And I guess as a quick follow-up, who would you like to see TNA bring in to join that division?
Obviously, the guys right now top dogs in the X Division are Christian York, who I think has been a great acquisition for TNA, and I think is a long time overdue, him being a part of this company. Also, I'm a big fan of Kenny King, and I think he brings a lot of different things, different aspects, and a lot of athleticism. And Z-Mion can never be counted out as far as guys right now that are on the roster. I think, obviously, a guy like Sanjay Dutt, who I hope continues to be brought back, is and always has been a great X Division performer, and I've always been a big fan of his.
I'd also like to add some of the guys that are coming back this Saturday for that extravaganza taping, guys like Jimmy Rave, guys like Amazing Red, guys like Jerry Lynn, who's on his retirement tour. These guys are great X Division wrestlers, and hopefully this Saturday is just the beginning of their return to the company. And two other guys that Frankie and I would like to see at TNA, not just for X Division, but for tag team, are named Matt and Nick Jackson. They're the Young Bucks. You might know them as.
Absolutely.
We would love to have those guys there. If they wanted to do that dance with Bad Influence, we'd be happy to start the record up and get the thing going.
That's something I would definitely look forward to. Gentlemen, thank you so much, and have some fun someday.
We'll try.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Ooh, awkward silence. Well done, everybody. Woo.
Your next question comes from the line of Jamie Kennedy with Fainting Spirit Magazine.
This guy's taking questions, Frankie.
I know.
I can't stay away. It's fair to say that the both you guys, up until maybe last year, more people would have talked about your in-ring skills than those that you have on the mic. You've had a lot to say for yourselves over the past year. How satisfying is it to be able to show what you can do on the mic as well as inside the wrestling ring?
Well, it's satisfying to actually have an opportunity and to go out there and talk and to be us. Again, like you said earlier, none of this is stuff that's written or anything. It's literally, it is us. It's us talking. And we're not playing characters. We are us. And that is more refreshing than anything. You know, we're not going out there portraying someone else. This is us. This is just us doing our thing, telling the truth, having fun. And it's satisfying to have that opportunity because in the past, those opportunities never really presented themselves. But now they do, and we hit a home run every time we go out there and do it.
Yeah, and I want you guys to know this isn't like we just opened up a Christmas gift. This isn't something that we just found in ourselves. This has been us from the very first. And I hate to say I told you so, TNA, but I told you so. If you had just given us the microphone in 2004, 2005, 2006, you could have been enjoying the seventh year of Bad Influence. But now you're enjoying the second year of Bad Influence. And so, you know, the world is watching, the world is listening, the world is raving about the talents of young Francois Kazarian and yours truly, Christopher Daniels. And they should, because we're awesome. We're the reason that people are watching the show. We're the straw that stirs the drink. The girls want to be with us, and the dudes want to be just like us. That's what's happening. That's why we're the Bad Influence. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good.
Love it, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve John with AngryMarks.com.
I thought you said they weren't angry, Steve.
Copacetic marks at this point.
Ugh. Steve, did we scare you? What happened? Where are you? Are you in the room?
Sorry, the phone was on mute. I apologize for
there
that.
There he is.
But two quick questions. I'm sorry I can't get the operator to change the name of the site in mid-call, but if I could, I would. But
I got you.
For Francois, I have two questions. First of all, where is the Frankie Kazarian Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame? Is that in Yucca Valley or is that in Anaheim?
It's actually Yucca Valley is the town I was born and raised in. But now the Frankie Kazarian Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, as we speak right now, is being constructed in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. We're covering the whole country because, you know, let's face it, we have to. So as we speak right now, blueprints are being drawn up, plans are being made. Maybe not Chicago. Maybe just Los Angeles and New York.
No, Frankie, Boston put in a bid. Boston put in a bid because
Boston
of your past in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's right. I cut my teeth in Boston, so, you know, I am Boston's favorite son. So plans are being drawn up, and, you know, we'll look into things internationally next year, perhaps to join up with the existing Christopher Daniels Hall of Fame in Glasgow. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much. And one other question. You've been mentioning Wikipedia a lot, so I decided to take a look at your bio on there. And it mentions that you were in a tag team called Bad Influence with Josh Galaxy. Now, obviously, you guys are the real Bad Influence today, but what about that team in the past?
That was many, 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 many years ago as a young lad breaking into the wrestling business, and it's a name that always hit me and that I always wanted to bring to a mainstream wrestling program, and it fits Christopher Daniels and myself way better than it ever fit any predecessor. So that's why we are Bad Influence, and we are the Bad Influence of TNA. Not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good, just like Run DMC says.
All right.
Exactly. And Frankie was the one who came up with the name of the tag team back in the day. He was kind enough to offer it to me. I, of course, I agree because it's a great title. And like he says, it fits us better than any two men in the national scene.
I can't argue. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the old school hip hop reference as well. Thanks, gentlemen.
Please. Yep.
All right, everyone, I think that will do it for today. First of all, sorry if there was any inconvenience dialing into this call. Remember to watch Impact tomorrow night on Spike and Genesis this Sunday live on pay-per-view. Also, the 2 3-hour special program tapings this Saturday, Extravaganza and Joker's Wild Tag Team Tournament. And be sure to see us in the UK at the end of the month. Thanks, guys.
Hey, let's give a hand for the young lady who happened to be our moderator. She's been awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
She was.
Yay!
Pleasure to hear.
Please hold the line. This does conclude today's conference call.
Thank you.